Welcome to another episode of the Poetic Flows podcast. In this episode, we talk about how the magic of words takes center stage and emotions find their voice in the art of poetry and spoken word. This is the Poetic Flows podcast. Come one, come all, and hope you are going to have a fantastic episode today. So today's episode is entitled The Mirage Machine by Reverend Lord C.M. Bechard. So this poem is a multi-part work that explores themes of imagination, the human mind, dreams, and reality. Join me now as I recite the poem and let me know what your thoughts are in the comments below. The Mirage Machine. Shall we? Part 1. The Spark Beneath the Skull. In the temple of bone where the neurons hum, where the pulse of eternity softly drums, the stars are storm, unseen but bright, a prism birthed from the absence of light. A whisper crawls through synaptic seas. Suffer not from the world, but from your dreams. And lo, the fabric of reason tears, spilling colors, but never were there. The mind begins its mirrored climb through the fractal folds of thought and time, where nightmare, memory, myth, and muse collide like gods with no excuse. Part 2. The Kingdom of What If. The dream unfurls electric vines, a thousand worlds in tangled lines, each one born of an anxious spark, a rumor blooming in the dark. There, castles built from phantom fears, their bricks are made of unseen tears, where kings of doubt wear crowns of smoke, and laughter burns where silence spoke. The rivers flow with thoughts untrue, reflecting skies of borrowed blue, and every tree bears fruit of dread that feeds the ghosts inside your head. All kingdom vast, all mirror made by our own hand, by our own blade, we forge the iron of despair and breathe illusions into the air. Part 3. The Dream Architect. Upon the horizon, a figure stands, blueprints drawn in trembling hands, a weaver of what might have been, the maker of pain that's never seen. He murmurs in pulses, soft, divine. I am your fear. You are my spine. I borrow flesh from your belief. I am the shadow of your grief. He bends the cosmos with his art. Each thought a universe torn apart. And from imagination's womb, he builds the walls that become our tomb. Part 4. The Shattering. Then lightning struck the mental veil, and truth roared through on a solar gale. A comet, voice of clarity, spoke. The cage you fear is your own smoke. Galaxies cracked, the dream was torn, the mirage collapsed where it was born. The endless suffering, all so grand, melted to sand in my open hand. The serpent of panic hissed and fell, dissolved beneath a golden bell, ding dong, and silence, shh, pure, unbound, complete, kissed, ah, oh, the dust beneath my feet. Part 5, The Awakening Beyond Thought. I rose through the rippling, radiant field, where the wounds of imagination healed, where every monster's face revealed, the frightened child it tried to conceal. Each doubt became a blooming sun, each fear a truth already won. And the void, no longer black and vast, sang the future's fiction, not focused. Through starlit corridors of mind, I left my old self far behind. The dreamer woke within the dream and drank from time's kaleidoscope stream. Part 6, The Return to Flesh. Back in the skull cave, breathing still, the heart resumed its subtle will, and all the cables, all the flame, were fragments dancing in my name. Reality sat, serene and mild, like a mother watching her restless child. And I laughed, I wept, I finally knew the worst I feared was never true. For imagination is both sword and key, the chain, the fire, the alchemy. It wounds, it heals, it blinds, it frees. It's hell, it's art, it's divinity. Part 7, The Final Flame. Now, when darkness claims my sight, I paint the void in liquid light. No longer slave to phantom pain, I dance with madness in the rain. For Seneca's voice still hums in me, suffer not from reality, but from the mind's own masquerade, a phantom war the heart has made. So I breathe in peace, exhale the lie, and wink at the stars in the knowing sky. For imagination's not my chain, it's just a mirror of my brain. And when it breaks, I clearly see the dream was never over me. The Mirage Machine by Reverend Lord C.M. Bechard. So this poem is a multi-part work that explores themes of imagination, the human mind, dreams, and your reality. So the poet is a published poet with a collection of other poems available online. So you can check out Reverend Lord Bechard and much more. But definitely thank you for tuning in today. This is an awesome poem for you to think about your mind. Explore your imagination. Think about what you want to be, what you can be, what you cannot be, and much more. It's a great poem for you to ponder upon the words. You know, be a phantom pain, breathe in peace. Darkness claims a mother watching her restless child, the heart resumed its subtle wheel. You know, back in the skull cave, I left my old self far behind. So take your imagination and run wild with it. as we come to an end, I bid you farewell. Once again, join us every episode at the Poetic Flows podcast, where the magic of words takes center stage and emotions find their voice in the art of poetry and spoken word. So join us on a mesmerizing journey through the realms of language, rhythm, and raw human expression. We shall see you at the next episode.